some fine banjo picking there from the world's, well, one of the world's, in my book, greatest banjo exponents. That was Jerry O'Connor and Banish Misfortune. And I hope that this program will banish misfortune. Now, it's the Furies. Now, I know the Furies are not everybody's cup of tea. And to be honest with you, they're not mine. But I do like one or two of the tracks that they do, including this one. And I'm sure, again, and we're still on the immigrant theme, you know, when the immigrants left Ireland, and even when they leave today, they will wish in their hearts, may we one day all meet again.
Where we're going, endless highways and dusty tracks, and every road that we have traveled is the road that always brings us back and take us to familiar places and takes us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. There are words we should have spoken. There are plans we should have made. Promises that we have broken. It has always, always been the same. So take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. Take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. So have no fear of distant thunder. Lightning strikes, then moves ahead. May the storm fill you with wonder. May it light the road that lies ahead and take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. All someday meet again. So take us to familiar places and take us back to share again golden days and friendly faces. May we all someday meet again. May we all someday meet.
Yes, that was a nice little recording there from the Furies. A bit unusual. It's sort of a little country-type sound to it, but it was nice, nevertheless. And may we one day all meet again, please God. Now, a song from Mick Maloney. And I love the way Mick Maloney puts these songs across on this album. It's a sort of a early 20th century Irish-American situation. This is called Maggie Murphy's Home. And again, it's all the Irish people are put together. All the Irish people got together in New York and they live together, they work together. And here it tells the story of one such sort of apartment. It's Mick Maloney and Maggie Murphy's Home. And like all Irish songs that tell a story, you have to listen to the lyrics. Very clever. It's an old... I'm not quite certain on this, I'm guessing here, and Mick will tell me if I'm wrong, but I'd say this is some sort of old American vaudeville music hall song for the Irish people. Anyway, here it is, Mick Maloney and Maggie Murphy's Home and all that went on there.
Behind the grammar schoolhouse, near a double tenement, I live with my old mother and always pay the rent. A bedroom and a parlour is all we call our own, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. On Sunday night, it's my delight and pleasure, don't you see, meeting all the girls and boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. Such dancing in the parlour, there's a waltz for you and I. Such courting in the corner and kisses on the sly. Oh, bless those leisure hours that working people know, and they're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. On Sunday night, it's my delight and pleasure, don't you see, meeting all the girls and boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home. By Hogan's Alley at the closing of the day, to greet my dear old mother and hear the neighbors say, oh, there goes little Maggie, I wish she were my own, and may blessings ever linger round Maggie Murphy's home. On Sunday night, it's my delight and pleasure, don't you see, meeting all the girls and boys that work downtown with me. There's an organ in the parlor to give the house a tone, and you're welcome every evening at Maggie Murphy's home.
Hasn't Mick Maloney got a lovely way of putting that across? He was really telling a story there, and the accompaniment was very unusual. And now for my Anne-Marie O'Riordan slot. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish without Anne-Marie O'Riordan in it. Oh, yes, we could. That's a bit of an exaggeration. But you know how I feel about this girl's voice. She has a wonderful voice, and it's a wonderful interpretation of yet another immigrant-type song. And here, Come Home to Abbey Field. Abbey Field is on the border of Limerick and Kerry. Now, I think it's more in Limerick than Kerry, but I'm not sure about that. But doubtless somebody will email me and tell me. Here's a wonderful Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbey Field. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the fields' gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbey Field? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Guiney and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I'll fly that starlit sky, and when twilight you'll walk with me in my memory, near my town of Abbey Field.
Nach Wilshin Gruntoch Erfod, was that not beautiful altogether? The lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan and Come Home to Abbey Field. Well, absolutely wonderful. Maybe I'm a bit biased, but I just think that is gorgeous. Now a track from Clannad. I don't play a lot of Clannad on Sounds Irish because I haven't got a lot of the material. I want to play for you now a song that I love. In fact, I've recorded it myself. It's entitled Buchel O'Nierna, or The Boy from Loch Earn, who's saying to the girl, don't be marrying those old men. I've got more money than you could think of. But it's all Oscailga, or as we say in Irish, and is a wonderful arrangement, a haunting arrangement again, from Clannad of Buchel O'Nierna.
Breaking in Kalinda song. The Aram was Brenia, the men several Slunkardiave.
There was this young man, and he was pretty fed up of digging praties, right, potatoes, here in Ireland. So he said to his friend Mairsheen Durkin, Mairsheen is the Irish for Martin, goodbye, Mairsheen Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. He's going to California. He doesn't want to dig potatoes anymore. Oh no, he told his brother Seamus he was going to go off and be famous. And he didn't want to dig potatoes, he wants to dig lumps of gold. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
Days I went to court and I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's a house beside. I told me brother Seamus I'd go off and go right famous, and before I'd come back again I'd roam the world wide. So goodbye, Mercy Darkin, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll take the praties, the longer I'll be fool. Sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Blarney, in Kantark and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cove of Cork. Goodbye to all this pleasure, for I'm going to take my leisure, and the next that you will hear from me is a letter from New York. So goodbye, Mercy Darkin, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll take the praises, the longer I'll be fool. Sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California, but instead of digging praises, I'll be digging lumps of gold. To all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make me fortune in far America. There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and when I come back again, I never more will say. Goodbye, Mercy Darkin, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fool. Sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California, but instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Now, I told you at the top of the programme that we would be hearing some unusual tracks, and we'd be hearing some of my favourites. And here's one of my favourites, Dolores Keane. Now, I have two Dolores Keane albums, and I was tossing it around in my head as to what Dolores Keane track I'd play. And then I thought, well, we've done Immigrant Eyes by Gersa, and that is one of my favourite tracks. But here's another one, and it's Dolores Keane singing all about Galway Bay. Now, it's not the one that you know. If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, it's not that one. It's this lovely version with a lovely arrangement as well. It's actually entitled My Own Dear Galway Bay.
It's far away I am today from scenes I owned a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true, it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green, the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendships fought, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your foam, my home dear Galway Bay. Oh, neighbors old and gray. And I'd lay my bones in the church of stones beside you, Galway May. The blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all of heaven, my last, oh God, upon my dying day. My soul to soar above you, Galway
ago on the programme, I played a track by PJ Murray and said I didn't know an awful lot about him, but I hadn't got much of his material. And a friend of mine sent me this track that I'm going to play for you. She suggested that, Joe, play this on your Sounds of Irish programme, which, incidentally, I never miss and I love. It's entitled The Land of the Gael, and many, many thanks to Anne for sending this track to me, and I appreciate your remarks about the programme. Thank you very much indeed. Let's listen together to PJ Murray and The Land of the Gael.
I wish I was westward of Dingle, on the golden sands of Bilbon, where I'd wait for the mountain of Brandon to appear in the red light of dawn. I'd gaze over Smerry Carver and the yacht with its billowing sail. My body is here in the Bowery, my heart's in the land of the gale. For the curse of the drink is upon me, it softens my will and my brain. And whenever I save a few dollars, I fall off the wagon again. But I'm thinking of lovely Crubarin, the Blaskets and Fair Kyaun Shibe. When the sun is a red ball of fire, as it sets on the land of the gale. Now the wind, like a knife, it goes through me, and with hunger I'm ready to fall. And the snowflakes are swirling around me as I head for the church mission hall. But I hear the sweet song of the skylark, and I list to the curlew's sad wail, as o'er the ocean they call me to come back to the land of the gale. For it's 50 long years since I left it, a young fellow still in my teens. Did I ever return? Now you ask me. I go back every night in my dreams. But the call of my homeland's all powerful, and I'm certain this time I'll not fail. Then I'll hear my own tongue, and again I'll be young when I'm home in the land.
Oh, that is one powerful song there. P.J. Murrahy and the Land of the Gael. And that, of course, is Ireland, the Gaelic, the Land of the Gael. And telling of his misfortune that he's in New York. And because of his, well, shall we put it, his problem, he hasn't been able to get home for 50 years. But this time he's going to make the effort and hopefully get home. There's a last line there. I'll hear my own tongue, and again I'll be young when I live in the land of the Gael. That is a cracking song. And my good thanks to that listener for sending me that particular track. Pat McCormack, right. He's got a lovely song for us here. My lovely Irish rose. Yes, we have lots of Irish roses. We have a Rose of Tralee. We have a Ringsend Rose, who's a Rose of Clare. But here's an Irish rose from Pat McCormack.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home, to mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carn fair beyond compare, I think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Oh Mary dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely eyes.